The weather's miserable today in Oklahoma. Thunder, lightning, heavy rain, high winds. It's a sad day, too. A 9-year-old girl is being laid to rest today. The first of the funerals for the 24 people who were killed on Monday when a tornado swept through Moore and Oklahoma City. Then there's the physical destruction to deal with. People who've lost everything, they need a hotel room and water, or maybe a general contractor to help fix a devastated house or a business. Well, Oklahoma's attorney general is on the lookout for scam artists and price gougers that come when disaster strikes. Scott Pruitt is Oklahoma's attorney general. And Mr. Pruitt, we read that you have investigators already looking into fraud in Oklahoma. What have you found?
What we learned from the 1999 tornado is that shortly after that event, there were what we call travelers who come into the state and prey upon citizens in a most vulnerable time, as you know, and re-victimize, if you will, and seek to take advantage of them in several ways. There are examples of charity fraud. There's Facebook and social media that's set up to make it look legitimate, and donations are taken, but not for the purpose of helping others. And then you have price gouging that occurs for basic items, storage units, hotels, car rentals, work gloves, bottled water. Exorbitant prices are charged as well. So the state responded in 99 with a price gouging statute that was very intensive.
This is the Emergency Price Stabilization Act
that the state
passed.
That's exactly right. And we are responsible in the Attorney General's office for enforcing that. So our 30 investigators on the ground are out there making sure that Oklahomans are not being taken advantage of and re-victimized. And we have seen some examples in the hotel area where folks have been charging exorbitant prices, and we've dealt with that. We've also heard allegations with respect to water. $40 for a case of water is what we're investigating. So these are very important things that we're doing to make sure that Oklahomans are not re-victimized after such a tragedy.
Now, the Emergency Price Stabilization Act mandates that there can't be more than a 10% increase on essential goods and services after a disaster. So when your investigators find that that's happening, that $40 for a case of water, what's the penalty? What do they do next?
It's more of an investigatory phase at this point, Meghna. And then as we learn about situations, if it's not corrected, we take enforcement action, and it includes both civil and criminal penalties.
Yeah, and I can imagine that after the devastation of a massive tornado like that, like every aspect of life is touched. And so, you know, for folks who've lost their homes, for example, they want to get their lives back together. They want to get shelter and you know, rebuild. So what about, say, for contractors? What do you advise people in terms of looking for good contractors that won't take advantage of them?
The act that you referred to, the Price Stabilization Act, also extends 180 days beyond emergency for the very issue that you've raised, which is home repair contractors that come in and help rebuild. In this situation, Meghna, having been on site, it's not going to be a matter of just putting a roof on. I mean, these homes are completely gone, down to the foundation. So you're talking about a major construction phase that will occur in the city of Moore and this area for many, many months to come. The education for citizens right now is not to put money into, you know, contracting with individuals to make sure that they have longevity in the marketplace, and that they were in existence prior to the tornado, that they're not simply a contractor from another state. We see that quite a bit. And as people deal with these contractors in the long term, we're trying to do all we can to educate them and to prevent the home repair fraud that we see in other instances. Mm.
Attorney General Pruitt, what would you advise folks who are listening around the country about who to donate to be sure that their money's going to the right place?
We're encouraging folks as best as possible to give to state relief efforts, charities that predated the tornado, that have a track record of dealing with these kinds of situations, not only in Oklahoma but across the country, but they're on the ground as we speak. I saw them yesterday. They were there ministering to folks with basic fundamental needs. That's the kind of relief effort that we need.
Well, Scott Pruitt is the Attorney General for the state of Oklahoma, speaking with us today from Tulsa. Scott Pruitt, thanks so much.
Meghna, thank you for the opportunity. Appreciate your help.
Well, coming up next, forget about those styrofoam peanuts. How about packing your boxes with mushrooms? Back in 30 seconds, here and now.